The following program is presented by the Nerdy Show Podcast Network, geeky programming for all nerds and otaku across the multiverse. All Nerdy Show programming is made possible by A Comic Shop, Orlando's number one comic shop and nerd destination, and with the generous support of listeners like you. For more Nerdy Show podcasts, community forums, and to learn how you can support this and other fine Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com.
Welcome once again to the 49th, is that right?
That episode? Is the 49th 49. Episode.
Of the Wicked Anime Podcast, and my name is Dylan. And of course, after a long wait, I guess we've both been gone for a while, the hippest man in the room is back, Glitch.
Yo!
Woo!
And
yeah.
Yeah. As always, across the pond, there is the stupid analyst John.
It's stupid awesome. If you just don't add awesome, then you're just
a stupid analyst.
Then I'm really bad at my job.
Well, I screwed up saying analyst, and I was just like, ah.
Stupid,
the
stupid.
Stupid awesome analyst.
It's stupid.
There you go. An Alripist. It's a Arrested Development reference. And, of course, the... What's Andrew? Hard man with harder opinions, Andrew.
Hello.
It has been a while since we've been here.
It's been several weeks, especially by the time they're hearing this.
Yeah. Going on 6 to 8 weeks.
Did you miss us?
I'm sure they did.
We did. Okay, so today's episode, the 49th episode, is not just any episode. We are talking... This is our second birthday of the podcast.
Yeah.
Not of Wicked Anime.
Yay.
Second birthday of Wicked Anime altogether already happened, but this is the second anniversary of our podcast.
Of the podcast. The Wicked Anime podcast since it's joined Nerdy Show.
So today, we are going to be talking about not just anime, but how we met as a group.
Yeah.
And not just as a podcast, but as... Like, actually meeting
as
each
friends.
Other.
Yeah. So this is going to be...
Believe it or not, people, we're actually friends.
Yeah.
This so is this going is a to strong be... word to use, but...
This is going to be a flashback episode, a recap episode, and all the things that you completely hate about anime.
Yeah.
But Wicked Anime style.
Episode 13.5.
And got a little exact. Flashback wavy effects. Lindy Harper effect.
And then the white border around the screen, the white fade.
Fade vignette around the
border. Or if we're going to do it manga style, it's going to be just really thick black.
A flashback within a flashback around. Within a flashback?
No, this isn't Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy.
And or Naruto.
to do an anime joke for our anime audience.
Though Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy was pretty confusing.
Yeah, I still find it so funny that at the end when that one guy kills one of the main characters, I the whole movie thought that the guy who killed him was dead already.
Yeah, well, and just like the whole synopsis of the movie is a guy gets shot in the beginning of the movie, people talk in a room, then Gary Oldman talks to himself, Mark Strong shoots a guy, and then it's over.
Spoiler warning.
This audience isn't going to go out and watch Tinker Tailor Soldier.
Yeah, no. Well, you can't really recommend it anyway. Let's ring the news bell.
I would recommend it just to see if you could understand it.
Yeah, recommend it to somebody so that they can come back to us and tell us what it was actually about.
Wasn't there a guy in the theater like behind us that was like, what the hell just happened when the credits started rolling?
Yeah, yeah. That was everybody in the theater also.
Yeah.
It was pretty
awesome.
Just
pay money for.
So email us at wickedanimereviews@gmail.com if you know exactly what the hell happened in Tinker Tailor Soldier Spy.
News.
Bonus points
news.
If you read the book.
Yeah, news. There's a news bell.
Okay, so first up in news, we don't have too much media news going on, but we do have the new season of anime that is about to come out in 6 to 10 days. And there's a couple of good things that are coming out. We have a new show from Studio Trigger coming out, which, woo, Studio
yeah.
Trigger!
Freaking awesome.
And it's about some kids who get superpowers,
and they're super excited about getting superpowers, but there's no bad guys or no demons or anything to fight, so they're just going through their daily lives, sitting on these awesome superpowers that they have, and they don't know what to do with them.
I know that feeling.
Yay, Studio Trigger, we love you.
Yeah, it's based off of a manga, so I'm looking forward to seeing what they can do for an adaptation, because this is their first piece that they've released that isn't an original piece.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm highly looking forward to that. Some more mangas that are coming out. Parasite, which has been running for a really, really long time, is finally getting an anime. And Madhouse Studios is doing the animation, which is going to be awesome because it has a whole bunch of morphing characters and terrifying, horrifying beasts in it. It's going to be good stuff. Oh, hey, check this out. Second season of Gundam Build Fighters is coming out, and there's SD Gundams.
There's SD.
They have SD ones now?
There are SD Gundams in the roster.
Little mini Gundams that you can put in other Gundams to save data, or...
Okay, and then...
yes, sure.
Some other cool
it's an
ones...
SSD.
Some other cool ones that are coming out, one of them is called Danaganani, which is also based off of a manga, which is about... a working woman and her otaku husband. So it's a comedy slice of life for an older audience. Looks pretty funny. Looks like a quirky cast of characters. The animation is goofy.
Probably nothing really special, but the comedy visual aspect of it will work.
It looks like something that I would enjoy.
Okay, so another one that's coming out is called Denki Guy, which is a show about a manga cafe, or a manga shop.
Yeah, a manga shop. In a pseudo Akihabara kind of a shop.
And it's another, once again, it's another slice of life about the comedy of owning a manga shop that sells erotic novels and erotic stuff like that.
I'll watch it.
Yeah, it looks cute, funny.
None of these shows have been announced by Crunchyroll yet, which is kind of disappointing.
Nothing has been announced by Crunchyroll as far as I know.
I really, by the time this gets released, I'm sure we'll have some announcements, but I really...
We'll have some that have started.
Yeah,
so.
But I really want to get these shows seen.
Lastly, we have, that we're excited about, there's Psycho-Pass Season 2.
Yep, which I still need to finish the first season.
And the new Studio Ghibli TV show.
Yep, the next Gorō Miyazaki TV show, which it seems pretty interesting. So we'll check that out.
Looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to the new season. I'll check out a whole bunch more, but those are the ones that we're excited right off the bat about.
Studio Sunrise is doing like 7 animes this season.
Yeah, they're going crazy, man. I don't know if they can do it. They probably are going to do it.
I'm sure they're going to do it.
Okay, so we're going to pass up to gaming news now. We have some good pieces to talk about. First off, I tried the Super Smash Brothers demo.
Yeah, I want to talk about
that. It's really fun. Like, Super Smash Brothers on 3DS works really well. Looking forward to the full version. In the demo, you got Mario, Link, Pikachu, Villager from Animal Crossing, and then you got Mega Man. I tried Mario, which he works really well. His new Smash is super cool. It's like a giant fireball. It felt like Street Fighter-esque when you fire that fireball, and it's like a Shinkladuken, woohoo! I don't know.
Boom.
And then Link, I don't remember playing Link since the first Super Smash Brothers, and he doesn't work as well as I remember. He just doesn't fight as good. I don't know. I'm not really a fan anymore. And then I tried Mega Man, who was awesome in every respect.
Because it's Mega Man.
Because it's Mega Man. I mean, like, he's a newcomer to the...
He's a super fighting robot.
Mega Man!
He was really fun to play as, and I'm glad that he's a part of the roster, because I can foresee a lot of people playing as him.
I want to play as a Nintendog just to troll people.
Just so you can laugh the whole time.
There was a new character that was released that I was really excited about. Greninja. I want to play as Greninja real bad.
Oh yeah.
But there's another one next to Greninja that I also really, really wanted to play. I don't really remember who
I'm pretty sure I'm just gonna stick to Kirby. I've had a really good run with Kirby thus far.
Kirby's always my jam.
Have they changed Kirby's Final Smash? Because I'm sorry, the Cook one sucked.
Yeah, it really did. I don't know, I hope so. I wonder if there's, like, a video online that we can find of all the new Final Smash.
Can you play as a Mii?
Yes, you can. You can play as your Mii fighter. That's
interesting.
Oh, I remember. They released the Fire Emblem characters. The Fire Emblem Awakening characters.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there were like a bunch of Fire Emblem characters.
Yeah, people were pretty upset about that.
I'm not. I was wicked excited. I was like, keep going with Fire Emblem characters. Keep announcing them.
Yeah. There's like so many other ones they could have, like other characters they could have did something for.
Yeah, but sometimes you don't have that available to you, you know, licensing issues and stuff. Or time management with animation and whatnot. Although, I mean, Fire Emblem characters are full body characters, so they're much harder to animate. And
but it's also gotten to the point where, like, hey, you know Smash. We're Nintendo.
Yeah.
Let's put your character in there.
Exactly, yeah. I feel like there would be people, like, begging to get their characters into Super Smash Bros. Which I wonder if in future generations of Super Smash Bros., if we're going to see a more diverse cast from other mediums other than just, like, Sonic and Mega Man. You know, like, I wonder if they'll pull from...
Well, I mean, they did the...
Pac-Man, too.
Yeah, and they did Metal Gear Solid. They did Snake from
Metal Gear
Solid.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, so I wonder if, like, one day we're going to get it, like, split down the middle. Like, half Nintendo and half other companies.
Like, PlayStation All-Stars and Smash Bros. Like, has this collaboration where...
Yeah.
They should just do console wars. Just, like, every, like, you get Xbox characters.
You get Crash Bandicoot in there.
Yeah, Sony characters.
That
and Nintendo.
That didn't work so well for PlayStation Battle Royale All-Stars.
Yeah. I know. Yeah, that
well, that's why you have Nintendo headed.
And people's just like, oh, it's a Smash clone, which in certain aspects it was. They did do some unique things.
Yeah.
Finally released Parappa and something else.
But they wouldn't even... They weren't even allowed to get Crash for that game, so I doubt that they would ever be able to do it for another one.
Yeah. Who has the license to Crash Bandicoot that's holding onto it so
hard?
I believe
it's actually Activision.
Because it wouldn't surprise me.
I think they have Crash and Spyro. I think
they've ruined everything.
Because they have Skylanders? Yeah. The Spyro game. Yeah, they do that.
But
I want to see a game like Super Smash Bros. Mario Kart, like combine those two games.
That would be sick.
Yeah, but I just don't get it. Like, what are you holding on to with Crash Bandicoot? That because every game you made has sucked. So like since you know
1, 2, and 3 were pretty good.
But Activision didn't have their license at that point. It was Activision took the license that they sucked. So take that.
Okay. Next up in gaming news, let's talk about the new Silent Hills teaser trailer, guys. Oh my gosh, how horrifying was that?
Are you talking about the actual concept movie or the...
Yeah, like the Centipede trailer.
Okay, yeah.
Oh my gosh, like that was so... I hope the game is like that. Could you imagine if the game was actually like that?
I really, really hope it is, but I hope they keep the air raid siren in. Like, you have to have air raid siren going into Hell World. That's just the way Silent Hill works, you know?
Yeah, I really like what I've seen thus far for PT, but up until this point, it's literally just been sort of like hallway the game, and even though that's like cool the way that they've done it, I want to see more about like how you're going to be able to interact with the environment and like what puzzles or goals you're going to have to be solving, as opposed to just like, can I open that door? Nope. And then you walk along, oh, this door's closed, but that one opened.
That'll come in time. Experience.
I anticipate that, but I'm curious to see what the actual like gameplay is going to be like.
Yeah. The experience that they're setting forth though is something that is very similar to every single thing that's coming out for the Oculus Rift - Morpheus. And what that is basically a really simple style of like right now this one they are putting the names that are attached to PT, that's the big thing, which is Guillermo del Toro and Hideo Kojima. They're doing the haunted house thing, which is what at least Guillermo del Toro is really good at, and just the fact that they're going to come out with a horror game that's attached to your face is probably good enough for almost everybody.
See, because I agree with Dylan, because another thing that they're kind of missing is the actual Silent Hill aspect to Silent Hill.
True.
You know, the centipede thing is kind of new. Like, I wonder if the centipedes are kind of the deal with Hell World. There's not an awful lot of humans in Silent Hill. Like, so if you have, like, ghosts, like, ooh, I'm a ghost kind of a thing, you know, that looks like a human... That's not really very Silent Hill-esque either.
That giant crying lady falling down the hallway, though.
But that was the thing. It was an arm and like just an arm and a torso that was crawling down the hallway. That was very Silent Hill.
Yeah. And whatever was eating that guy's face. Huh? Like, what was that thing that was attached to that guy's face? Remember that? Like, when you, like, look around the corner, you hear the lady crying, and then there's that dude who's, like, in his underwear, and, like, there's a giant slug thing attached to his face that, like, drops him to the ground, and then the lady figure comes crawling down the hallway.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, so scary.
Yeah.
The old lady figure.
I'm really looking forward to what they have to offer, but I really hope that they put more Silent Hill into Silent Hills.
Yeah. I actually got a kick out of the end of the trailer when, like, the door opens up, or, like, when the door slams and then, like, it opens up. That was really cool. And then, like, the guy's like, do I want to go down those stairs? And then he looks over and the lady's at the end of the hallway crawling through, and he's like, yeah, I guess I will. Yeah. Like, the timing of it was just so nonchalant. It's like, I guess I could take my time going down this really dark hallway. Do we have anything else for gaming news?
Nah.
No, I don't think so. It's time to move on to some strange news.
Yeah. And we actually have, we'll kind of have a transition one. It's kind of it's a gaming news, but it's a strange gaming news.
Yeah. Okay, so here we go. First up in strange news. This one we've all expected, except now they've figured out a way how to do it. We have our very first breast-groping Oculus Rift game.
Yeah!
What they have
no,
done...
No, just me cheering, okay.
Yeah. So what we have is they got the Oculus Rift game, and the game takes, like, all of 5 seconds to play because it's just a tech demo. But they've given you a... You know those Opai mouse pads that they have in Japan where the wrist rest is like, just either boobs or butts? Well, they have a full-size version of that that gives you, like, life-size person. And they have sensors on the inside of the protruding breasts. And
I love the video that we had. The video was just, like, a guy sitting there at, like, an office table and just, like, sitting there doing nothing and then reaches out,
squeeze,
and then, like, and then goes back. Squeeze, goes back. Like, it's just doing nothing. It's really funny.
Well, it was a funny trailer. They knew that they weren't taking it seriously because they were like, yeah, coming out this year we have, you know, Summer Lessons by the guy who created Tekken, and then we have this other one who had a Madoka Magica character in it, and then we have this, and then the music that was playing just stops and it's the guy...
Yeah, just the guy sitting there, squeeze.
Yeah.
Like... It's pretty cool.
And then it was on Nico, cool, so... I just think they figured out a way how to do it, you know? They figured a way how to...
It's funny. I don't think they're taking it seriously at all.
I don't think you can.
I would hope they wouldn't.
But, yeah. breast groping.
Yay! All right. I just wanted to cheer for it to give it the support.
Just one more time.
No, because I knew nobody else would, so I figured, hey, I'll be the one to do it.
Hey, you got a strange news story.
I do. And here we go. Get ready, guys.
Ready.
So the UNESCO company, who is basically an organization that's put together, that internationally puts together and basically says, hey, you're a historical site, you're a historical site, you're a historical site. So just last year, UNESCO said, hey, Fuji, you're a historical site.
Mount Fuji?
Yeah, and people, you know, take the trek every summer between June and September up the mountain to see the top of Fuji, to see the sunrise. And it's like an all-night trek or a two-day trek. I think it's a two-day trek. And it seems really cool, really fun. But they've had a lot of tourists going through. But it's not just tourists. It's a mixture of tourists and people going up for the summer. But people are dumping trash on it. And, you know, you have to pay a cover fee to get into Fuji so that they can clean up the trash. But there's obviously Mount Fuji is huge, and you can't clean up all that trash. UNESCO is basically threatening, hey, if you guys don't get this all together, we're going to take away your historical notoriety off of Fuji.
Oh, that'd be
cool. But there's more to that. They're basically saying, hey, stop pooping on our mountain.
What?
Because travelers are pooping on the mountain.
Where else are they going to go?
So it's not the trash situation. It's when hikers come along and are like, man, I gotta go to the bathroom. I'm gonna poop right here in the foliage, in the underbrush. There are toilets set up on Fuji, just so you know. They're a little bit of an offshoot from the regular trail and everything like that.
But people don't want to take them?
Yeah, but people don't want to use the public bathroom, so they just poop in the woods.
I don't see anything appealing about that.
Yeah, I don't know.
I would think that every single person on planet Earth would most definitely prefer a toilet.
But they're like those mobile outhouses. Like,
I don't care.
Ugh, that's gross.
I would rather. I don't think I would want to wipe my. Myself.
I'm just saying. I'm just saying. It's they're finding like poop and like and like toilet paper, like used toilet paper everywhere on the mountain.
That's really gross.
Yeah. So basically, they put out the notice of, hey, stop pooping on the mountain because UNESCO is gonna take away our historical license, and that's pretty bad. That is pretty bad when you're pooping on the mountain that much. That is a lot of poop. You're going to get, like, a whole Black Fuji thing going on. Black Fuji.
For those who don't know what Black Fuji is from, it's from Tokyo Zombie. It's basically the Japanese version of Shaun of the Dead. Really funny.
Great. It makes zombies, though. So if you don't stop pooping on Mount Fuji...
We're going to make zombies.
You're going to make zombies.
Any questions, Glitch?
So that is as strange as it gets.
Woo!
Indeed.
Okay. So it's time to move on to what we're watching. Do we even have what we're watching right now going on?
Well, seeing that it's the transition season, everything's been pretty much the same. I'm still watching Barakamon, which is just still the best anime I've seen this season.
Almost over.
Yep. Barack Obama?
Barakamon Obama.
Different. It's different.
That's a Digimon, Barakamon.
JoJo ended for the season.
JoJo did end for the season. JoJo's going to pick back up in January. Which I'm not too happy that I have to wait till January to see JoJo again. But
yeah, it's going to start up in the winter season, so I'm taking a season off.
Yeah, but I will. I'll wait for it.
I'll wait for you, JoJo.
I mean, I do have to wait for Monster Hunter longer than I have to wait for JoJo, so I can deal with it. So let's do it. But that's it. Nothing new has changed. Not watching anything new. At least I don't think I am. Maybe I did.
Hey, you guys took 6 weeks off. What have you been watching?
Nothing.
Slackers.
I've been watching Sword Art Online too. Like an episode or two behind right now, but I've been watching that.
I've been like trying to catch up back on One Piece, but
well, good luck.
Tale within itself.
It's a long way to catch.
I feel like I did watch something. Like I decided to watch something because I was bored.
New season of Ninja Turtle. Well. Actually, season 2 is still a continuation, but new episodes are out. I'm about to say new season, but it's still season 2.
Thanks, Glitch. Yeah.
We missed the turtle talk.
Yeah. That's my own section, turtle talk.
We should, but I think you're our only outspoken fan right now of Ninja Turtles, and you're on the show. So we haven't had any fans coming to us and being like, yeah, talk more about Ninja Turtles.
Fans.
They won't
give
know.
Me an excuse.
Yeah, there's your out call. So
give me a reason.
We don't just do Japanese anime. I prefer, you know, going on some animations about the Western side of things, too.
Dude, you missed last episode, though.
Last episode, Andrew and I talked about a lot of Western animation. We talked about Tex Avery. We talked about Looney Tunes.
Other things,
yeah. Other shows. Yeah,
like we talked about like ones that are bad for animation's image, like Family Guy.
Yeah,
older Family Guy specifically. All right, shortest what we're watching ever,
which is okay because we're going into the Tamagotchi.
Yeah, right?
I did see the new season of Korra, which I'm gonna go on a mini rant about that one.
Season 3.
Andrew's gonna yell at you because he hasn't watched.
I haven't watched season 3 yet either.
I don't care.
So.
You're about to hear it anyway.
Oh.
Like, I'm sorry. Like, it's funny that it's called The Legend of Korra, but Korra is like the least likable character in that show entirely.
Well, the reason why I see it is she's learning different things than like Aang did in the first series. Like Aang didn't know how to use any of his powers as the Avatar, so he needed to figure that out, and that was his journey. Korra's journey, she already knows pretty much how to do all the other, like, knows how to master a lot of the stuff, so she doesn't have to learn that stuff. She needs to learn how to grow up, which is kind of like a worse way to do it, because, I mean, like, when you're teaching a character how to learn how to grow up and mature, that means they're not very likable when they're immature. So, I mean, you kind of create a not likable character.
Yeah, but, like, every other character is more interesting in The Legend of Korra, except Korra.
Yeah.
Oops.
I can abide by that.
Like, even Pabu has more character development, in my opinion, sometimes.
I don't know who that is.
The Fire Ferret.
Oh.
The Momo equivalent. Tamagotchi.
Tamagotchi. So, where do we want to start? Do we want to start off how Wicked Anime started and then work our way backwards to how we met each other? Or do we want to start...
In the year 1990.
Yeah, 1990X.
1990.
Actually, Glitch is a little bit older than us, right? So, did it start in 1989? When were you born, Glitch?
89.
I was right.
Woo!
I'm the oldest one on this thing. Yeah.
No, Sean's the oldest one on this thing.
Technically.
Technically, but... Eh. I want more than him.
This is true. Anyway,
it does go pretty far back before we even went to Florida, though. I mean, like, Andrew and I, everybody already knows this because we talk about it a lot on the podcast.
You're twins, so y'all kind of y'all meet each other at birth.
No, not how Andrew and I met. Shut up.
Yeah, we're not getting into that. It'd be a little weird.
I was in my mother's womb, man. Like, there was this guy next day.
Kept kicking me.
Stay on your side.
Apparently, I didn't kick that much. They thought I was going to die.
You're about to kick the bucket.
Didn't expect that one to bring so much laughter and joy to everybody. Anyways.
Humorlessly,
died as a baby.
I didn't. I was perfectly fine
up until high school. A lot of people know this, but Andrew and I didn't like anime up until like 2007 or 2008. So I mean, we were actually full on anime haters for a while until we discovered that.
Thanks, Dragon Ball Z.
Which. Until we discovered that, hey, there's a lot of awesome animations out there. Like, because that was what we really liked. We liked art and animation, and we really got into that niche, and we watched more stuff. Like, we liked Adult Swim at the time, so there was one night where Cowboy Bebop, the movie, came on, and we were like, oh my gosh, this is awesome. It's not Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, so we watched Cowboy Bebop, the movie, and after we watched that, it was kind of the realization of, man, that...
We missed out.
Yeah, I really liked that. Okay, so we had this friend that we hung out all the time with in high school, and one night we just sat down together and decided, like, oh, you know what, let's just check out an anime. Let's just check out an anime to see what it is.
Bleach just started. Episode 3?
We watched episode 1, but it was... we didn't watch it until a couple weeks later. But yeah, it was episode 2 that we jumped on Bleach.
Yeah, I just remember because the first episode we saw was the episode where Orihime's ghost brother bites her in the boob.
That really stuck with Jonathan.
Yeah.
So anyway...
That's so my fetish.
Boob bite.
That's so my fetish.
So anyway, after we watched that episode, it was kind of like, huh.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, huh. Well, I guess we're going to keep watching that.
Yeah.
So fun fact, it was weird because Bleach was like really a big helper for us.
Yeah, so that was our start. And then we knew James and Victoria, who are on the podcast since high school. They actually invited us to Anime Boston in 2008, which was really neat, along with some of our other anime crew.
But by this time we were like pretty into the culture because it was a whole year later.
Right.
So we had an entire year of just discovering anime, and that in between that time was when I discovered Elfin Lied, and I was like, oh my gosh, I found my favorite! And then,
they dove right in.
Yeah, well, we did. No, seriously, we did. After we discovered that, hey, we might actually like this, we, like, went out and were seeking everything that was not Dragon Ball Z.
Yep. And then let's jump forward ahead after Anime Boston and everything like that, we moved to Florida.
We went to college.
So when we moved to college, we met some other dudes who are in our party. First off being Dylan, I believe we met first.
See,
right? Dylan has joined the party.
Yeah, no, see, I was the one that met Dylan.
Well, right, because...
Yeah, John.
I met you eventually. So,
yeah, just Andrew.
So basically how I remember it was we were at orientation.
Yeah, it was orientation. You and Anthony and a couple of those guys were sitting either in front or behind me.
Yeah, we were in front because the reason why I remember was because I was drawing in my sketchbook. And then after orientation was completely over, you, like, walked up to me and you're like, hey, I realize you have a sketchbook. Like, that's really cool.
And I have no friends.
Yeah.
Let's be friends.
And no, and we were. We, like, instantly clicked. But the only thing is Dylan was just like, can I check out your sketchbook? And I was like, yeah, sure, here you go. Which to this day I'm completely embarrassed about, because at that time I was just awful. I was so bad at drawing. Better? I've got what?
He's not kicking anymore, guys.
So, because we swapped our sketchbooks, and Dylan's flipping through my crummy ass sketchbook with all these stupid drawings in them, and Dylan's is like this gleaming, like, oh my gosh, these characters have so much detail. Oh my gosh, they're so proportional. Like,
look at these guns.
Yeah, look at these guns everywhere, Dylan. You draw guns, and it was just amazing.
So day one, Dylan showed up, Andrew.
Yeah.
And then we talked for a while outside after orientation, because I remember my roommate, who I barely knew at the time, walked up and like said hi, and then just stood there for the longest period.
I do remember that, and I tried my hardest to be like, yeah, man, like, trying to, like, look at him at time to time when I'm talking, you know, to make sure he's included, but he just stood there. Yeah.
He's the third wheel between you two.
That was another awkward moment at the start of our meeting.
And then we went to Firehouse Subs.
Yeah.
It's been downhill since.
I got food poisoning there.
Yeah.
Then the next step would be going to a comic shop. That was the next piece of the puzzle. A comic shop is actually really, really important to the whole Wicked anime thing, especially because, yeah, I mean, if you guys
help fund the Nerdy Show, which helps, yeah, do a lot of shit.
If you guys haven't completely tuned out our opening intro thing, yeah,
I have.
a comic shop is the sponsor/producer of Nerdy Show. And they're definitely the biggest contributor. The owner of a comic shop, Aaron, is on the main Nerdy Show all the time. Met Aaron there. And eventually, years later, down the road, I became such good friends with Aaron that he actually hired me there for a little while.
Oh, yeah, that's where I met you, John. I didn't meet Andrew until, like, way later.
This is actually probably my favorite intro, because I was doing the eBay stuff while I was at a comic shop, and so I was in the back room and posting stuff on eBay for the comic shop, like their variant covers and stuff, and while I'm typing there, I hear, "Who the hell are you?" Turn around, there's Glitch.
Surprisingly, that's how a lot of my intros start. Like, who the hell are you?
Yeah.
I've even done it in other people's houses. When their roommate walks, like, who the hell are you?
Yeah. So, and that's how we all met. Sean's not here, so we can't really explain how we met, but we did earlier. We got it on recording. Maybe you'll hear it after the outro, maybe? I don't know.
Okay,
maybe.
You guys might notice, and like, I don't. Dylan, how the hell did we meet?
Probably in the Fleming's apartment.
Probably playing.
Was
yeah.
it during Paranoia?
No, it was either Paranoia or
it was Dungeons and Dragons first, because you played as that shapeshifter.
Oh, you were I was a rogue too, a dashing rogue who fucked up and did awesome stuff.
Remember, because we had to release you from that cage.
That's actually how I met Sean too. Was through D&D
in a cage.
Yes, indeed.
And then one of the best, most interesting facts, which when we started Wicked Anime, like years later, it was like Andrew and I decided that we started the show, which we'll get into a little bit later how we started it. We all decided, or it was Glitch and Dylan mainly who are like, "Hey, you guys want to do a podcast?"
They need a personality, so
yeah. But. It was them two, and at the time we didn't know what the podcast was going to be. We just wanted to pitch an idea as a podcast to Nerdy Show.
Yeah, didn't this all happen during our D&D game? We're just talking random crap.
Kind of. It happened at our biggest meeting hub when we were down in Florida, which was
Cheddar
Jack's.
Yes,
I miss Cheddar Jack. Like, New Orleans place is okay, but I miss Cheddar Jack's so much.
Their pie, man. That Cheddar Jack's pie,
and she made it all herself. Like, yeah, she was the baker of the desserts there. She was freaking awesome.
Yeah, I miss Cheddar Jack's
fries,
a lot.
Man. Those were good.
Oh yeah.
Oh man, rodeo burger.
Oh, the rodeo burger was just
to die for. So yeah, we So that's how like the podcast came to be. And every Friday, like, we would go to Cheddar Jack's.
I hope you guys are all paying attention and taking notes, because this is on the quiz.
Yeah. Yeah, be prepared.
Not you, Glitch. The fans.
They it's can not just like they're going to be able to go there.
They can just rewind it. But
not when they're taking the quiz. It's not an open book quiz.
Oh.
Or an open MP3 quiz.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's an ebook quiz.
So, Wicked Anime itself started when really, really important. And we, like I said, I was working at a comic shop at the time. I replaced one of the old employees there, Mike Pandel, who, if you've ever listened to Nerdy Show for an extensive amount of time, he was one of the head guys on Nerdy Show.
He was
chair in Dungeons and Dragons.
Random asshole who said random stuff.
Yeah. He was on the main Nerdy Show podcast with Cap and Hex.
Yep.
Then
he's
in
dead.
Yes, he did.
Thank you for spoiling the story.
He passed away. But yes, Mike died, and it actually affected like the nerd community as a whole in all of Orlando.
We were kind of crushed. Kind of crushed is a little downplay of what actually happened. It was crazy.
It was devastating.
It was one of the worst, but I would argue say one of the, not Mike dying, but like one of the best things happened as well. Like, we all became a lot closer and realized a lot of things and situations.
No, absolutely. I absolutely agree. Like, without Mike dying, a lot of things would not have happened afterwards.
Which includes the creation of Wicked Anime.
Yep.
After Mike died, one of the things that happened was Aaron, the owner of a comic shop, he started posting like a lot of things that he learned from Mike. And one of them was, if you never just take shots while you're alive, you're going to miss out on a lot of opportunities. And, you're going to fail sometimes. But, it's a very common thing. But, when we heard it from Mike, it was, something that he was our friend and everything like
we
that.
We were so really good friends with Mike.
We took it to heart. Mike was a closet anime fan.
Yeah, man,
he would never admit that he was a fan of anime, but we would talk about it with him all the time.
I never knew, like, me and him pretty much just got shit-faced drunk and talked about Ninja Turtles all the time.
Yeah, he liked Fooly Cooly, and he loved Panty and Stocking.
He did really hate Evangelion, but a lot of people hate Evangelion.
Who doesn't? Like,
what? Yeah, I love Evangelion, so you can shut up.
And one of the things that we did was we took a shot, and one day Andrew and I, we were kind of bummed out, and we were just like, do you want to start reviewing anime? Do you want to do that? We really like anime. Do you want to start reviewing anime? And so we just made videos, we just started writing, and we made... our first video was, we decided, hey, let's go to Anime Boston and let's make a video.
And this time we weren't official press.
Nope.
We just went and made the Anime Boston press video, but we were not press that year.
Yeah, and it turned out really good. It was really popular response. When we got back to Florida, I showed it to Aaron and Cap on Nerdy Show, and we were like, guys, do you mind just promoting our show? Give us a little boost. Let the people know that there's a new anime show out there. And he said, there is no anime exposure on Nerdy Show. We do talk about anime from time to time, but there is no show on Nerdy Show about anime. Do you want to join Nerdy Show? And we were just like... Yeah.
Okay.
What? Yeah. Are you serious? That was a huge step forward.
So we had this meeting with Hex and Cap at the comic shop afterwards. We just like crammed ourselves into the little closet office that Aaron has, and like had this little meeting that wasn't so much of a meeting as it was us just talking with each other about nothing. Because I guess we were just already a part of. They already kind of decided that we were.
Yeah.
What our space was going to be and what we were going to do. And
we've already been indoctrinated. It's formalities now.
Yeah, right.
Well, and that was just it. Like, when we first started, we were in the Nerdy Showcase. They had this thing called Nerdy Showcase, where they had Killplix, which is a Let's Player. It was us and Killplix in the Nerdy Showcase.
I think there was something Flame on there, too.
Was there? Either way, it wasn't, on the main page... that they would let us have a podcast.
Yeah, well, we asked. They brought back to where we, all decided at one time. It was like, hey, wouldn't it be cool if we started a podcast? Want to talk about something? And we were like, yeah, sure. Because, Dylan, you were really into Podcast Beyond.
Yeah, I listen to a lot of podcasts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thought it might be fun to try one, and then realized, oh, this is like more responsibility than I wanted. So.
Yeah, we're just taking the back seat.
Originally, the idea was that Dylan was going to, like, do the podcast, and he was going to edit it and everything like that, which you weren't about.
yeah.
He ain't about that life, homie.
Yeah.
It was you guys' show, and a couple of things that I would have wanted to do I don't think jived. Necessarily, or at least the way I would have wanted to go about doing things.
Right. Because Cap had a lot of certain expectations that we needed to drive through.
Which is fine.
Yeah, our network. Yeah. Oh, exactly. So that's how the whole podcast thing started, and now we're like one of the main shows on Nerdy Show, which is really exciting. You know, it's Wicked Anime just started out as an idea that like Mike, after his death, pushed us forward to, and now it's one of the most successful things that we've done in our lives so far.
Yeah, and we just happened to come across friends that kind of had the same interests as us, and we're like, hey, do you want to talk about this?
Yeah, so, I mean, it's pretty exciting. Now we actually are a prominent media source. You know, we do convention coverage and as press, and, you know, it's fun. It's really fun. What the heck?
It is wicked fun. And you guys really got to get on together to do press for conventions down there, yo.
Yes, we do. Let's do this, Dylan.
You and Dylan need a tag team.
The most tangent-filled anime episode ever.
See, and all you guys have to do is film it. And, like, if you just film it and interview people, just send everything over to us and we'll edit it. That's all you have to do. Just get it, and you'll get to go for free because you're press.
Hey, yeah. Fans, you want to see us do stupid stuff at cons?
Is that even a question? Just do it.
So so that's pretty much the humble beginnings of Wicked Anime, which I would have to say that Wicked Anime is still in a pretty humble phase.
Yeah. Although we did kind of come about because of death, so...
Well, I mean, but we're still growing is the thing. Like, and our YouTube channel is growing pretty, not fast, but pretty well.
Like we said, as a reminder for the next episode, when we reach 1,000 subscribers, we will reveal our 5-year plan for Wicked Anime.
But we will mention that, as
you
this being...
this to be happening for 5 years?
No. What? So, I actually think that the podcast listeners should probably have a little bit of an insight into the 5-year plan. Seeing that that we just talked about the past of Wicked Anime, we should also peek into the future.
Okay.
What about the present?
You guys know what's
going to happen
in the
future? You're listening to the present
glitch? How are you now?
No, but if they're listening to this, it's not our present. It's our past.
Yeah. So, if we talk about the future, that makes it our present. So, we need to talk about, like, uber future to be future related.
Mm-hmm. What?
Are we gonna die?
Well, you didn't kick, so you covered.
We're not kicking, guys. We're not kicking.
This is dark.
Anyway,
can we go over like some of the inside jokes too before the end of this episode?
Yeah,
so many new ones. Just a little bit of a peek into the future. We do have a 5-year plan for Wicked Anime. Once we hit 1,000 views on YouTube, we're gonna reveal that in a video.
1,000 views or subscribers?
Subscribers.
1,000 views would have been a long time ago.
Long, long time ago. As a portion of our 5-year plan, we do plan on actually taking a trip to Japan sometime to do a documentary about Japan, about the culture, about the lifestyle. It's not going to necessarily be just for Wicked Anime fans.
In on this.
You guys are included in stretch goals.
We're stretch goals,
dude. It's gonna be so expensive. Like, the base price for just Jonathan and I to go to Japan is $10,000.
But you're twins, you can go as one.
just do the fusion ho and then combine.
Me and Dylan confused, and then like two tickets, bam.
You'd be John Drew.
I'm gonna do a fan art of myself.
Andrethan.
Did we be like what, Glitchlin or Dillich?
Dillich.
I like Dillich a little bit, but
Dillich.
Really, I like Glitchlin.
Yeah, Glitchlin is a little bit too.
Like Glitchlin and Dillich.
But Glitchlin has your full name in it.
Yeah. It's like Vegito.
It would be like Glillin.
It's like Vegito and Gogeta. Like, it depends on our fusion technique. If we use the earrings, then I'm mostly taking over. If we use the fusion dance, then you're mostly taking over. Holy God.
That would be an interesting person.
Anyway, so this is something we are looking into, guys, as you as well. As far as doing looking into Kickstarters, Indiegogos, all those kinds of crowdfunding campaigns to release a documentary DVD, to not just have our Wicked Anime fans contribute, but also have other people who are might just be interested in a Japanese documentary.
And Japanese culture is very, like, surprise, surprise, this is something I'm actually very versed at, Japanese and Asian culture.
Yeah, me too, man. I've been studying Asian culture for quite a while now, and I have learned a lot.
However, if I do go on this trip, I do want to be chased by a bunch of Asian girls.
I think we all do, Glitch, maybe. I don't know.
That's on my bucket list.
anyway.
That's so my fetish.
In Japan.
So the price for a cup of coffee, you can send four guys to Japan.
In the arms of...
I was just trying to think of a Sarah McLachlan song.
To see us giving you the doe eye? Like... Yeah.
So stuff like that would include animations. Like, we do custom animations for the video. We would do interviews for the video. We do Japanese culture for the video. All that kind of stuff to fill up an hour and a half to 2 hours of documentary footage.
And Japanese girls, girls, girls.
Very cool. And maybe Evan's friend Sawa Sensei from the last
episode. Yeah, that actually reminded me that we didn't talk about, like, after, you know, we started all this stuff, where we did meet, you know, the Boston Bastard Brigade. One year at Anime Boston, we'll do Impress. They were one of the first people who, you know, introduced themselves to us. And the Boston Bastard Brigade, they're really prominent on our show. We're really prominent on theirs. We work together. We collaborate a lot. We go to conventions all the time with each other. And then we also met Sarah, 42 Believer, 42 Reviews. We actually met her by accident. We went to a screening of Wolf Children at the Museum of Fine Arts, commented on Andrew's Helsing hat, saying, just, hey, nice hat. And thanks, you know, hey, we started talking, and then she, like, moved down to sit with us, and then we did a podcast about Wolf Children directly after, and during that time, we found out that she was 42, and we had literally watched a video of hers that day before we went to the movie theater.
Wait, she's 42? How broad is her shoulders?
She's not 42 years old, Glitch.
Well, and then we have the I Am Think guys who are freaking amazing.
Yeah, we met them last year.
Yeah, I Am Think is awesome.
IamThink.com, guys. Really good podcast. Yeah. Really, really good podcast.
But that was just a snippet of our 5-year plan that we're going to talk about. We have a couple more details to discuss later, but that comes later when you get more of your friends to subscribe to our damn channel.
Yeah, get people to do this. Even if they don't watch anime, just have them click the damn button so you can find out.
We ain't paying for that. Wait, that's Wicked Anime. Story of Wicked Anime. Added flashback. So, one thing that I just realized that we forgot to do, we actually did set up a new real or fake.
That's right. We did absolutely do...
You can re-edit this in. Just splice it in.
Yeah.
We can.
The super popular game as made by Dylan. One episode that I don't remember what it was at this point. Yeah. So anyways, Dylan didn't make one. So Andrew and I made one. We're going to make it a little tough. We have three choices and you have to figure out which one is not real.
What's the theme, Jonathan?
This is real or fake erotic horror movie edition.
So... For our erotic horror movies, what do we have?
We have, first up, Unagi Girl Attacks. Unagi Girl Attacks is a movie about a perverted scientist who is splicing girl DNA with animals, and the first one that he creates goes horribly wrong, where he tries to splice the DNA of an eel with a Japanese girl, and she then goes on a crazy monster rampage that involves scenes of... things like that are like tentacle, you know, killings, tentacle demons. Really, that's the overall arcing theme. There may be some rectal penetration. Who knows? Really, really gross, really bloody, disgusting movie.
That's A.
B, the second one, High School Swim Team versus Zombies. High School Swim Team versus Zombies is probably the most literal title that you can get. That's exactly what it is. It's about a girls' swim team that in high school, and zombies. There's a zombie outbreak at the school, and it's actually there's a lot of lesbian softcore scenes.
And aren't
they
like sex zombies too?
No, I maybe I don't know. I didn't see it. Anyway, I did see it. A little ahead of it. Okay.
Sure.
And then option C is Strip Mahjong Battle Royale. Strip Mahjong Battle Royale starts off with a bunch of females who are kidnapped and put into this prison where they have to play Mahjong. And every time they lose a round of Mahjong, they need to strip. And what is revealed of their secret lives, of the reason why they were captured, is revealed as they are more and more stripped.
So one of these is fake, and one of these, or what?
So one of these, two of them are real, one of them's fake.
Two of those are real, one of them's... Okay, I definitely think B is real.
I'm going with A, this fake.
Okay, so you said B is real, which was high school versus high school swim team versus zombies.
Yeah, I think that's real.
What's okay. The other real one?
The other real one, the other two was the eels, and then the...
And then Strip Mahjong.
Strip Mahjong.
I gotta say A sounds fake to me.
I'll go the other way. I'll say A and B are real, and C is fake. And are you saying...
A's fake.
A's fake.
Okay. So, answer revealed. Unagi Girl Attacks A is indeed fake.
No, you mentioned eel, then tentacles. Like, let's face it. It wouldn't be eels involving antenna.
The third one was so close to Old Boy, sort of. I thought that would be something they would concoct.
Yeah, no.
No, Strip Mahjong is a real movie.
Yes, and so is High School Swim Team. I actually have seen a little bit of High School Swim Team versus Zombies. It's not good.
That one was the easiest one. High School Swim Team versus Zombies was the easiest one.
You talked about it as if it was like a movie that you would just watch the trailer for. You were like, no, I didn't watch that one.
But, so, I haven't watched any of them, but...
For now.
I don't know, the trailer for Strip Mahjong looked pretty awful. It was pretty bad.
Yeah, everything's done on Handycam, it seems.
Okay, yeah, so, erotic horror movies, something lovable that comes out of Japan.
Go see them.
Don't.
Or do.
Or do. We don't care.
Alright, guys, it's time to move on to some fan service.
Oh, yeah, we do have a couple of bits of fan service.
Check it out. We got some live tweets from this recording right now. As we are sitting here, we got some tweets from our fan Mike, who was tweeting us, "Yo, Wicked Anime, great breakdown of Ruby on the last episode. Thank you. I really hope that everybody was able to follow it a little bit, because I know that we were putting in some animation lingo that not everybody knows. Really cool. And you are welcome for the shout-out, Mike. That is not conceded from... this moment, he actually thanked us in another tweet for the shout out on the last episode.
Yeah. Thanks for the shout out, Mike, from this episode. Yeah.
Thank you for the, yeah, yeah.
Nice. No, thank you, Mike. Let's see. Next up, I believe we have some emails, right?
Did we get emails? You would know, because I don't have any more access to the Gmail ever since we changed our password, because Gmail was hacked. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that is correct.
In the meantime, we do have some Facebook comments on our last episode. Keto being unconstructive with his criticism, just saying, Ruby sucks, yo.
Which, in a certain sense, he's correct. So we're not going to argue with him there. But I did kind of enjoy the first couple episodes of
hey, I like Ruby.
I know. I liked Ruby too. But him saying Ruby sucks, yo, I won't blame him if he thinks Ruby sucks.
Okay. And then we also had a extensive response from Gerardo,
Gerardo,
who cleared up a lot of stuff about the things that we weren't super clear on Ruby. I've seen every episode that's been released so far, and he knows quite a bit more about Ruby than I do, and I know that for a fact. It's one of his favorites. So he explained to us why some of the characters have powers. Like, everybody does have superpowers. They're known as semblance, and they're manifestations. Their personal powers and unique abilities to each individual. He cleared that all up. If anybody is interested, we'll post the entire response on our page, on our Tumblr. You can read it on our Facebook page from the post of the last episode, though, if you're interested. So thank you, as always, Gerardo. But also, Gerardo, hey, thanks for the fan package. That is super cool of you.
Oh, my gosh. That fan package that you sent, well, first you sent us the one from Anime Expo. You sent us the Anime Expo fan package, which is freaking awesome because you sent me a Monster Hunter poster that's signed by the director, and I will cherish that. John, they got a Kill la Kill art poster signed by the director and producer of Kill la Kill. And
all we got was this T-shirt.
And then later he sent us. Oh, and it had a bunch of other posters in it, which was pretty awesome. And then he sent us a box full of donated figurines, which is really cool. Thank you very much. And we,
you know, figurines are one of Andrew's favorite things in the world.
But one of the things he wanted us to do with it is split up the figurines and send some of them over to Dylan and Glitch.
So
we'll be doing that along with some of the Anime Expo posters. So you guys have some Anime Expo 2014 posters.
And you can pretend like you were there.
Yeah.
I'm still looking for a Staberto, like a Beedrill plushie or anything Beedrill related, honestly.
So we'll send you over some cool figurines that Gerardo sent us. But we also want to make sure everybody knows that loyalty to Wicked Anime does not go unnoticed. Nope. And it does not go undeserved. So, Gerardo, you will be receiving some really cool things from us.
Some swag.
Yeah.
Hell, so. Gerardo, you have a Pokemon named after you.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Glitch.
Yeah, keep a lookout for that episode of Hardcore Gerardo. But no, we have cooler things than
Ash gotta grind with Gerardo to get him stronger.
Grind with Gerardo.
Yeah. Sandy grinds. 60 plus grit.
Okay. What the hell is that?
The birds and the Beedrills?
I went on Amazon to see if I could find Glitch a Beedrill toy and just found a really weird album cover.
Also from Mike, believe it or not, Mike sent us a couple of different news stories.
Can't believe we forgot them.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's okay, because it is either fan service or news that we talk about. They're a little bit old, but they're still relevant.
Old from this recording, because he sent them a while ago.
Yeah, right after our last recording. So anyway, basically what happened was Japan is releasing a squid ink burger with black charcoal bamboo.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
Yeah, so the burger is completely black, including the cheese.
Mm. How much black can it be?
Really black? I don't know.
You don't get the reference.
No, pushing. I don't.
None more black.
None more black?
Like, none more black.
Yeah, I got it. Anyway.
I got it, Glitch.
I got it.
None more black. Okay.
So he sent us we had seen that article before, because everybody's posting about the black burger, which is pretty funny.
Whoa, black burger. Bam, bam. Whoa,
black burger. Black burger gone wild.
Gotcha.
And then he also sent us a news story telling us about an officially confirmed Masamune katana, which Masamune was a samurai who rarely signed his blade. And because each samurai basically made their own crafted custom blades, and Masamune was one of the most famous crafters of katanas.
If you played any sort of video game and RPG that involves a sword, there's always a Masamune to be...
There is, yes, that is absolutely correct. So, one has actually officially been confirmed and has been found and will most likely be donated to a museum in Kyoto.
Which is another reason to get us to Japan.
Exactly. I want to go to Kyoto. But when we go, we're going to spend a lot of time in Tokyo.
Like, I just want to see the Masamune blade. Like, I actually do, on my bucket list that I keep talking about, I do have the dream of making my own katana.
Ooh.
Probably won't be able to, but...
Yeah, that sounds pretty illegal, but also sounds pretty awesome. So,
I want to do it in the traditional way of folding the steel over and over again, but...
Hey, thanks a lot, Mike, for the news pieces.
Yeah, keep sending them.
Love you, Mike.
And you're welcome for the shout-out.
I love you, Mike!
And Gerardo, we love you, too.
I just like to keep things platonic, so...
You can love without having to go further than that.
I respect you, Mike.
It's like family. Like, you love family, but you don't want to do your family. We're in Florida, but we're not that fucking southern.
Yeah, but do we, though?
What?
I love you, Dylan.
Love you too, Glitch.
Does that mean people
have been any fanfics yet?
No.
Does that mean people in the comments actually have to say I hate you now? Because wasn't the rule when you say I hate you, Dylan, they respond I love you?
No, what I had said was I would just go back in the comments jokingly and put I love you every time Glitch said that. But then Big Bad Shadow Man did it for me, so.
Garrier, I believe.
No, it was Big Bad.
It was Big Bad?
Yeah, it was Big Bad.
Okay.
Well, that's a good segue to talk about. I'm pretty sure people who are listening to it now probably don't know some of our inside jokes. Which you should listen to one and keep continuing on. But actually, don't listen to one. We suck at one.
Yeah. The show's much different.
Oh, man. No, I went back and listened to some old episodes, and we were talking about jokes that I completely forgot about. So I have to go back and listen to all of them and remember if I can bring up some old inside jokes that we had from the early days of the podcast.
Oh, like you and your cat girl issues. And
cat girl issues.
The broad shoulders, two scoops in.
Two scoops in. That was
Spoons. Okay.
Two spoons.
Yeah. Well, I thought that
two
was...
Two scoops is something entirely different.
Yeah, it was two spoons deep.
Yeah, two spoons deep. Yeah.
I have no free hand.
I thought that the first couple episodes were... obviously really rough, but I mean, we had what, 3 pilot episodes that never aired? We actually aired one on our first anniversary of our podcast.
Yeah.
Episode 0. And then we had 2 that we never aired. One was completely crashed, and actually Kent Ward from Propeller Anime was the guest on there. We did the
Manime one.
Yeah, full Manime episode. Then we did it again later. Which you guys actually did get to hear. And then there was another podcast episode that I don't even know where it went. It's just like out in space somewhere.
Which episode was that?
It was probably the second one we would have recorded, I think.
It was the second, the second pilot episode. We aired episode 0, which was the first thing we ever recorded. And then the second one, I have no idea where it is. And then the third one is blank.
Because I don't feel like hearing.
You got it, man.
I would die from embarrassment, even alone.
Hey, even though you haven't heard it, it's already out there on the internet. So you're being embarrassed regardless. Everybody go listen to episode 0
Episode 0, we're just learning how to talk, basically.
Yeah. Right.
We're still learning.
Yeah. Still doing them book learnings.
And you know the wonderful gag, the running gag of I hate you, Dylan.
Keep kicking it.
And kick it. That's a new one.
Oh. And every single one of them is going to be on a list on a t-shirt.
What's...
Like every joke or every time I said I hate you, Dylan?
Every joke, every inside joke that's ever been on Wicked Anime is going to be on a list.
Was there a reason the first time you said that? Of something... I know it was either just something stupid I had said.
Of course. I think it was something that just made me laugh so hard I couldn't help but just hate you for it because I didn't think of it. Really? Yeah, what is the first time I've said that? I do not know.
Probably when we first met, and I was like, hi, I'm Dylan. Like, I hate you.
Actually, I think it was during one of our D&D games.
I did remember an old joke that would take probably way too long to explain, but remember when we were driving back from Cheddar Jack's and we were doing the Furby thing, where it was like, it's a good Furby, but it don't stop Furby.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, like, I think the premise was, is, like, really quickly, when I was in college, 2 dudes rolled up in a big white, I think it was an Escalade, and offered me $1,000 to do something.
Yeah.
I did not do that something. Whatever it was. And so we were joking about what other items they could have tried to use to entice me.
I think the joke was, it could be asking you just to do something very nice and kind, and you didn't even know.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, I totally forgot about that.
Donate your blood to charity and whatnot. You get $1,000. Then we went on the whole Furby thing.
All we got is this Furby. It's a good Furby, but it don't stop Furby.
I forgot about that. Oh, that was so good. That was so good.
I miss Cheddar Jack so much.
I really hope that translates for the people listening.
All right, let's finish up here, guys.
I think that was all we had to cover for fan service. I think we got to start writing down every time we get fan service to actually, like, mark it up and let...
What does and does not... need to
be professional? Okay.
So anyway,
like we do a podcast.
Thank you guys for joining us for our second anniversary of the podcast.
Thanks for putting up with us.
Thank you for putting up with us. I hope you can help us get more fans. So anyway, guys, if you guys want to contribute, tell us how Wicked Anime has changed your lives.
For better or for worse.
Yeah, email us worse. At wickedanimereviews@gmail.com. That's wickedanimereviews, all one word, @gmail.com. You can also find us at facebook.com/wickedanime, where we have all the upcoming news of what's happening on our channel, any podcast news, any cool things that we see over the internet, what have you. You can also find us at nerdyshow.com/wickedanime. You can, if you're not listening to this podcast on there, you can also find us at iTunes and now SoundCloud. Yes. To listen to this podcast. And nerdyshow.com also hosts our videos. And finally, you can find us at Twitter. You can tweet at us at Yo Wicked Anime, @YoWickedAnimeYo, as Mike Swabby, or I should say, as Mike did right in the middle of this recording. And of course, you can find us at Tumbles, where we tumble things.
Tumbleweeds.
Rock tumblers.
And I think that's everything. If it's not, I'm sure you guys have heard enough that you can figure it out. Just search, Google search Wicked Anime, and we should pop up.
Gymnastics tumbling.
Wait, and what about our next episode? It's the big 5-0.
Oh, the 50th episode of Wicked Anime, I know.
Guess we're going to have to do something special that fans have been asking us to do for years now.
I wonder what two. It could be.
Yeah, I was just about to say, it just became plural. For year now.
You've guys been waiting so many year for. So get ready, guys. What could it be? Send us an email of what you think it could be that we're going to be talking about in episode 50, the big 5-0.
We're going to finally read that fan fiction somebody has written about us, right?
Big 5-0.
The 5-0.
Big 5-0. It's showtime. Oh, I found an episode title.
But probably not.
God damn it.
Only when we get John Hamm on the show. That's another.
That was like a running gag too.
Yeah, we've been.
Have a podcast called "Hamming It with John."
We have weird John Hamm love here, and we don't know why.
Yes, we do. We absolutely know why. Because it's John Hamm, yo.
Don Draper.
It's John Hamm.
I think it's time to sign off. The only way we know how. Okay, bye.
Sean was telling this story. It was at an art jam when we first met Travis and Brian as well. And actually, this is probably the second time we met Travis and Brian. But so he brought Sean along, and Sean came over from Amscot with Travis. And he was telling this story about it. He was just like, I've never realized how fat my hands were before going to this Amscot when I was trying to reach into the bowl filled with Tootsie Rolls and I couldn't get them out. He's just like, so I'm just stuck in the Amscot with my hand inside the Tootsie Roll bowl trying to get the Tootsie Rolls out of the jar, and I can't because I look so fat. Like, it was just the funniest thing.
And that is how we met Sean.
It's gonna be really sad if that's not what he was talking about, and you just told a story about how fat he was.
Thanks for listening to the Wicked Anime Podcast. As listener-supported entertainment, we rely on you to keep this and other shows on the Nerdy Show Network alive by telling friends, rating and reviewing on iTunes, shopping at nerdyshow.com/store, or directly donating to the network. Any size contribution gets you exclusive Nerdy Show audio and images and lets you participate in our monthly support drives. To find out how you and your company can underwrite this or other Nerdy Show programming, visit nerdyshow.com/sponsorships. For more episodes of the Wicked Anime Podcast, as well as other fine programs, community forums, videos, articles, and more, head over to nerdyshow.com.
You can subscribe to all Nerdy Show Network podcasts via iTunes Store. And for the latest news, follow us on your favorite social networks. We're glad to be your home for authentic nerdy entertainment.